हरे कृष्ण। Forgive us if you had to wait long time, but Mukunda Dutt was willing to wait for 10 million births to have the darshan of Lord Chaitanya. And this is a place which was so sacred to Lord Chaitanya. And since that time, it has been one of the dearmost places to the hearts of all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Before discussing briefly about where we are at, I'd like to inform you what's happening in the yatra. There are 66 buses. And every other day of the yatra, it's not a problem. Ekachakra, we could all go and park. Tomorrow, we may go. Where we go, it will be all together. But these places we're visiting today are small places. To park 66 buses and seat simultaneously 3,600 people, we had to divide up. And the plan was three buses at a time, or three groups of, I think, 12 buses. No, not 12. Three groups of 22 buses. Hare Krishna. So you are the Antya Leela. You are the final pastime of our organization today. The problem is it's getting dark and the Antya Leela is just beginning. I'll speak briefly about the places we'll be seeing today if there is light to see them. Now, one thing is the first four of the 22 buses have come and the other 18 got off at the wrong place, so they're coming later. It seems like they're just now coming. Very nice. We have come to Kumarahatta, the birthplace of the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ishwarapuri. Ishwarapuri was born here from a very devoted Vaishnav Brahmin family. From his earliest childhood, he exhibited such deep love for Krishna. He found shelter in the crest jewel of all devotees, Madhavendra Puri. Became his disciple. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita describes how before Lord Chaitanya descended, he sent his eternal associates to prepare the way for him. Madhavendra Puri is a kalpa briksha, a desire tree from Goloka Vrindavan. He is one who exhibits the most intimate, highest states of love of God. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself said about Madhavendra Puri, when he was in his last days, praying to Krishna, the Lord of Mathura, "Now that you have left Vrindavan, what will become of me? My mind, my heart are shattered. What shall I do now?" Lord Chaitanya said, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also. There were only three people in all of existence that understand the intimate depths of the prayer of Madhavendra Puri. Srimati Radharani, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was Krishna in the mood of Radharani, and Madhavendra Puri. No one else can understand the depths of that prayer. Madhavendra Puri was the first person in the disciplic succession of Madhvacharya to reveal the sweet essence of the conjugal love of the gopis in Vrindavan. He was the root, and Ishwara Puri, actually it is sometimes said that Madhavendra Puri was the seed. Ishwara Puri was the germination of that seed, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the tree of love of God to bring the fruits of Sri Brajaras to the world. And the two main branches of that tree are Advaita Prabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. And many, many other trees. Srila Prabhupada tells that the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is one of the branches of Lord Chaitanya's tree of love of God. Ishwara Puri personally served Madhavendra Puri and traveled throughout India to the holy places with him. We read how in Western India, when Madhavendra Puri first met Lord Nityananda Prabhu and they embraced together in ecstatic love, tears flowing from their eyes, they just could not stop discussing Krishna together. Ishwara Puri was one of the devotees who witnessed this historical event. He never left the side of his guru, faithfully served him. And in Madhavendra Puri's last days, when he was performing his leela of disappearing from the world, he was so much tasting the highest sweetness of love and separation. Krishna, where are you? I have not attained the Lord of Mathura. What shall I do now? One disciple named Ramchandra Puri, who was a scholar and a sannyasi, somehow or other, false pride captured his mind. And because of his pride, he could not understand the high level of his spiritual master's condition. He took it as something ordinary. And he thought that he was qualified to instruct his guru. He said, Gurudev, why are you crying? Why so much anxiety? If you can't see Krishna, just be peaceful. Just be peaceful and meditate on Brahman. Madhavendra Puri, very upset. Let us say he was displeased with the attitude of this disciple. He said, get out from this place. I cannot see your face. I am longing to see Krishna and you are telling me to meditate on impersonal Brahman? Get out from this place. Because of his arrogance, he displeased a great Vaishnava. The result, he lost all his good qualifications. Rupa Goswami tells us that the characteristic of one who loves Krishna is such that person does not have any tendency to find faults in others. Why? Because they are non-envious. Ramchandra Puri from that day when he offended Madhavendra Puri, his Gurudev, his whole mind was focused only on seeing faults of others and criticizing them. Now, the amazing thing about such an envious fault-finding mentality is instead of thinking, I'm just a fallen soul who can't stop criticizing others, such people think, I am helping others. I'm saving the world. I'm correcting them. I'm doing what's needful for them. Ramachandra Puri actually felt that there were so many faults in devotees that he was their savior, criticizing them directly and indirectly to uplift them, to protect Dharma. That was his attitude. And it culminated when he went to Jagannath Puri. He could do nothing but find faults with Lord Chaitanya and all of his associates. He'd invite Jagadananda Pandit, come to my house for prasad. Jagadananda Pandit would come. He would say, please eat. He'd eat. Ramchandra Puri would say, take more. He'd say, no, no, enough, no, please take more. No, no, enough, enough. Please, please, for me, take more. All right, for you, I'll take more. Little more, just a little more. I may, for you, please. Take a little more. Aha, just see how you overeat. You call yourself a devotee because you're a devotee of Lord Chaitanya, because you're associating with that gross sense gratifiers, simply attached to sense gratification. Hare Krishna. Spreading throughout the town. Hare Krishna. Ramchandra Puri would have been ecstatic if he had internet. He was just spreading everywhere about the faults of Lord Chaitanya and his devotees. Then he fed Lord Chaitanya. He said, you're sannyasi, just see how you're overeating. This is not sannyas. Lord Chaitanya was so humble. He said, from this day on, just give me a handful of rice. He told his devotees. They were heartbroken. They were inviting him to their homes to feed him. Now he only took a little half full of rice, little sabji, hardly a portion of what he would usually eat. Because Lord Chaitanya was so humble, he was honoring Ramchandra Puri as the godbrother of his Gurudev. Hare Krishna. One day Ramchandra Puri saw some ants on the floor of Lord Chaitanya's Gambira. Now, for those of you who have been to Puri, there are ants everywhere. He said, ah, just see ants. Evidence. You're making a big show to the world that you're only eating little, but secretly in your room, you're filling yourself with sweetmeats, and these ants have come because you've dropped some crumbs. Lord Chaitanya was humble. That is Ramchandra Puri. That is the symptom of one who displeases the great souls. They like to criticize others. Ishwara Puri showed what happens to one who pleases the great soul. While Madhavendra Puri was spending his last days crying out for Krishna, he understood that my Guru Maharaj, in his humility, he wants us to help him remember Krishna. Ishwara Puri was at his bedside 24 hours a day, speaking to him Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's teachings, and chanting the holy names. Krishna, 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 Hare, 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 Ram, 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 Hare, Hare. Ishwara Puri served his guru so humble, although he was an acharya, a sannyasi, a great scholar. He washed his Gurudev's body. He massaged his feet. And in his invalidity, Madhavendra Puri could not even get up. Ishwara Puri, with his own hands, he cleaned the urine and the stool several times a day from his guru's body with a grateful, loving heart. Sripad Madhavendra Puri was so pleased by the devotional disposition of Ishwara Puri that he blessed him. He cried out, "My son, may Krishna bless you. May you be a great devotee and lover of Krishna." With that blessings, Ishwara Puri attained the highest state of Krishna consciousness. So much so that Lord Chaitanya became his humble servant. Madhavendra Puri had many great disciples. Nityananda Prabhu, Adwaita Charya, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Puri. Lord Gauranga wanted to teach the world how to be faithful to the spiritual master and how to serve the Vaishnavas. After Madhavendra Puri left, Ishwara Puri lived a very humble, simple life. He just traveled around. He came to Navadvip. He didn't announce who he was. He just looked like a really, really simple, ordinary sannyasi. Nobody noticed him. He came to the house of Advaita Prabhu and was watching a Hindu seva for his deity in great ecstasy, watching Advaita's devotion. Advaita Charya couldn't recognize who this was. But he saw something very special about him. And then Mukunda Dat, that sweet singer of kirtan, began to sing about Krishna. And Ishwara Puri uncontrollably erupted in symptoms of love. And seeing that, immediately everybody understood, this is Ishwara Puri. He stayed at the house of Gopinathacharya. He had written a book called Krishna Lilamrita, and he was reciting this each night. And his favorite most pupil was Gadadhar Pandit, who was Srimati Radharani herself in this form. One day he met Nimai Pandit along the bank of the Ganga, and Nimai brought him to his home and personally served Ishwara Puri the prasad cooked by Vishnupriya and Sachi Mata, and asked Ishwara Puri all night long that night to speak Hari Katha. One day, Ishwara Puri asked Nimai Pandit, "But you are a great scholar. I'd like you to correct any mistakes in my writing." Lord Chaitanya said, "A great devotee of Krishna makes no mistakes. Because whatever you do is in the mood of pure devotion. It's perfect in the eyes of Krishna. And anyone who sees a mistake in one who has that sincere, pure intent to serve Krishna, that person is the greatest fool. That person has a mentality of hell. Because Krishna doesn't see the thing. Krishna sees the devotion." Lord Chaitanya gave an example. Fools who don't know Sanskrit properly will say Vishnaya. Those who know Sanskrit properly will always say Vishnave. But if a devotee who has sincere love speaks either Vishnave or Vishnaya, it is exactly the same to Krishna. Because he only sees the devotion. You are a pure devotee. How? I would go to hell if I found fault in anything you did. Even if there's fault, it's not a fault. It's perfect because it pleases Krishna. Ishwarapuri was so happy. Lord Chaitanya, he was Nimai Pandit. He wasn't even showing he was a devotee yet, but he was glorifying devotional service so greatly in the association of this great soul. And I'm very happy with your appreciation of bhakti, but still, for the common people, it should be correct. So please tell me whether there's something wrong. One day, Lord Chaitanya said that there is a mistake in a particular word. And Ishwarapuri said, thank you. The next day, when Lord Chaitanya came back to meet him, Ishwarapuri said, I was thinking about what you said. Actually, what I wrote is correct. You're wrong. Hare Krishna. Nobody ever said that to Nimai Pandit. He was the world champion debater. Nobody could find fault. When he would challenge the greatest scholars in the world, the Chakravartis, the Mishras, the Bhattacharyas, the greatest pundits, he'd say, defeat what I say. They tried, he tore them to pieces. Then he would defeat what he would say. Say, can you reestablish the original thing I said? They argued, he defeated them. Then he would reestablish the original one. Keshav Kashmiri, the Digvijay Pandit, who defeated every scholar in the world, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated. But because Ishwarapuri was a pure devotee, Lord Chaitanya happily accepted defeat from him. It reminds us of our own Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, when he first met Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told him, you should take the teachings of Lord Chaitanya and in the English language spread it throughout the world. Srila Prabhupada was then a very faithful follower of Gandhiji. And he presented his argument that yes, we want to establish Lord Chaitanya's teachings, but who will listen to us as long as our nation is subjugated under the British rule? First, we must have independence. Then there will be integrity and dignity to our culture, our philosophy, and our scriptures. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, no. Political rule, political parties, they are always changing. They are temporary. But the eternal truth is that God is a supreme person and we are his eternal servants, and devotion is the only way to achieve him. That is the only urgent need in the world, and it cannot wait for anything else. Srila Prabhupada told us many times, I was so happy to be defeated by my Guru Maharaj. Soon after that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya to perform the Shraddha for his ancestors. There he first manifested the love of Radha that was within his heart in the presence of Ishwarapuri. He begged Ishwarapuri, please give me initiation. Be my spiritual master. I want to serve you. Please give me love for Krishna. Ishwarapuri told that ever since I met you in Navadvipa, I think about you constantly, and whenever I think about you, I get the same happiness as when I think of Krishna. I know who you really are. I've already given you my heart. I've given you my body, my mind, my words, my life. If you want initiation, I'll give you that too. Lord Chaitanya said, no, unless I serve a pure devotee and take initiation from a guru like you, then love of Krishna will never enter my heart. Lord Chaitanya took initiation from Ishwarapuri in Gaya. And not only that, he served his guru with great humility. He cooked for his guru. He cleaned for his guru. He massaged his guru.
And his Guru Maharaj told him that the only refuge for anyone in this age of Kali is the name of Hari. There is no other way to attain the love of Krishna. So my son, town, village, everywhere, spread the glories of the Nam Sankirtan movement of the chanting of the holy names. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received initiation from Ishwarapuri, his ecstatic love of Sri Radha awakened and manifested in his heart for the rest of his leela. And after receiving this instruction to inaugurate Nam Sankirtan from his guru, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went back to Navadvip and began the Nam Sankirtan movement. In order to reach people who were proud and envious, Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. He came back here to Kumarahata to teach the world a great lesson, how to faithfully honor a great Vaishnav and the spiritual master. Here in Kumarahata, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collected the earth from the ground, put it in a cloth bag, and wrapped it up so that he could carry it with him and wherever he was, eat a portion every day. As he was sitting exactly in the spot that we're sitting today, he collected some dirt and ate it. Torrents of tears poured from his lotus-like eyes. His limbs trembled. And with a choked voice, he exclaimed his feelings. This earth from Kumarahata, the birthplace of my Guru Maharaj, the birthplace of the great Vaishnav, Ishwarapuri, this earth is my only wealth in life. This earth is my life breath. This earth keeps me alive. With these words, he soaked the ground with his tears of gratitude and love for Ishwarapuri. And also taught the world how, if we want to actually get Krishna's mercy, we must aspire to honor great souls. Since that time, it is recorded in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is recorded in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, millions of people, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, have come here to collect dirt from this place. And they collected so much dirt that they made a huge hole in the ground. And then when it rained, it made a lake. And that is what is before us. This lake was not excavated by some farmers. It was not excavated by the Kumarahata municipality. This is the result of millions of devotees coming one after another over the years, collecting dust and putting it in their cloths and eating it. It is called Chaitanya Doba. So please, let us put our head in the dust of this holy place and pray for the mercy of Ishwarapuri, Lord Chaitanya, and the great souls. And let us pray that this faithful mood of grateful devotion can also affect our own hearts and our own lives. The next place we'll be visiting, the sun is going down,
and I should end very soon. So I'll fast forward. We were planning to give a full katha at Raghunath Das Goswami's place where everyone is together, but by the time we get there, it may be very dark. The next place we're going is Kanchanapada. Do you know what that is? It is the home of Shivananda Sen, one of the greatest of the Vaishnavas, the absolute ideal model grihastha. He had three children, Chaitanya Das, Ram Das, and Paramananda Das, who later became the great Kavi Karnapur. With his chaste, loving, devoted wife, Shivananda Sen's family established the highest example for grihasthas to follow. He was perfectly responsible in taking care of his family. But at the same time, how he served the Vaishnavas. Every year, he would organize, fund, and manage 300 to 400 devotees from this Saptagram area, Navadvip, Shantipur also, to walk all the way to Jagannath Puri in Orissa. Took at least a couple of weeks. He arranged accommodations every night in a different place, and there were no hotels and motels in those days. There weren't even roads. They walked by foot. He arranged all the boats to take them across the rivers. He arranged prasad for them several times every day in different places. And most difficult, he had to negotiate the taxes with all kinds of dacoit kings who were controlling different provinces. And he was so kind. In the mood of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, he did not see who was fit or unfit. One example is given in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. A stray street dog happened to just join their party and follow around with them. He took that dog to be a devotee who's going to see Lord Chaitanya. He's allowing me to help him to see Lord Chaitanya. I cannot discriminate against him just because he's a dog. What to speak of sex or color or nationality or caste or education or economic bracket. As far as he was concerned, anyone who lets me help them to be with Lord Chaitanya is my Prabhu, and I am the servant of the servant. Even dog. Hare Krishna. So he arranged special rice for that dog every day. And one day when he was paying taxes, his assistant did give the dog the rice, and the dog left. And Shivananda Sen, he as well as 10 men searched for that dog. Couldn't find him. But when they came to Puri, they found Lord Chaitanya feeding the dog his own Mahaprasad. And the next day, and Shivananda Sen offered his obeisances to the lotus paws of the dog. Next day, dog gone. The dog went back to the spiritual world. What was its qualification? Because that dog received the mercy of Shivananda Sen, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent him back home, back to God. That is Shivananda Sen. There are many stories, but we'll tell them later. The next place we'll be visiting, or actually we'll speak more about this place, Kumarahatta. Shivananda Sen's place is right close by. In Kumarahatta, where we are sitting, is also the place where Srivas Thakur was living. After Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, could you imagine Srivas Thakur's heart? Every day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing Nam Sankirtan in his house. and now he's gone. He cut his beautiful black hair, shaved-headed, saffron garb of sannyasi. Shivananda Sen's family could not bear being in Mayapur without Lord Chaitanya. So after he took sannyas, they shifted here to Kumarahatta. And just close by, Vasudev Dutt shifted as well. That most compassionate of all devotees who prayed, let the sins of everyone in the universe go on me. Let me suffer hellish conditions perpetually, but let everyone else go back to Godhead. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a sannyasi, came to Kumarahatta specially to be with Srivas Thakur. They performed wonderful kirtan. Shivananda Sen came to meet him. Vasudev Dutt came to meet him. We will discuss that subject later. That is Kumarahatta. The next place we go is Adisaptagram, the village of Udarandat Thakur. When Lord Balaram descended as Lord Nityananda Prabhu, the 12 Gopals, his intimate cowherd boy associates, all descended with him. The Gopa named Subahu descended as Udarandat Thakur. His birthplace we will be visiting, and the residence where he resided. Lord Nityananda Prabhu invested the maximum extent of his mercy in his devotees. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Patita Pavana. According to Vaishnavacharyas, Udarandat Thakur is Parama Parama Patita Pavana. Supremely merciful to the fallen souls. At that time, Adisaptagram was a town that was filled with gold merchants. Now, the Vaishnavas at that time knew they are the hardest people to preach to, because gold just infatuates a person. The more you have, the more you need. The more you have, the more you need. In fact, Kali Yuga is especially powerful where people hoard gold or wealth. So most Vaishnavas, how to reach these people? Srila Prabhupada writes, do you know how Calcutta was made? The British wanted a city in Calcutta, so they brought the gold merchants from Adisaptagram to set up shops in Calcutta, and they were instrumental very much in developing the city of Calcutta. And Prabhupada said, their titles were Mulak. And there are two sectors of Mulaks, the Shields and the Days. And Prabhupada is coming from the same line, his family, as Udarandat Thakur. And Prabhupada said, even when he was a little boy, his parents would bring him to Adisaptagram to have the darshan of Udarandat Thakur's deities, because they're so sacred to his family and his ancestry. Udarandat Thakur made the entire town of Adisaptagram pure Vaishnavas, something that was impossible for anyone else to do. He was going home to home. He had so much compassion, so much love. The complete mercy of Nityananda was manifested in him. When Nityananda Prabhu came there, it is described in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, everyone was inviting Nityananda Prabhu to his home. When Nityananda Prabhu saw what Udarandat Thakur has done to these gold merchants, he was astounded. Nityananda Prabhu and Udarandat Thakur was having massive Nam Sankirtan and Adisaptagram. Thousands, hundreds and thousands of people were joining. Everyone, joyfully, in love of Krishna, filling the entire name. The Nam Sankirtan and Adisaptagram, by the arrangement of Udarandat Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, it cannot be explained.
The world has never seen anything like this kirtan. We will be visiting that place and begging for the mercy of Udharandas Thakur. And we'll see his own deities, the Sadbuja form of Lord Chaitanya. Nityananda Prabhu on his right, Gadadhar Pandit on his left, and there's also a photo of Udharandas Thakur. And when Lord Nityananda was there, as a gift of love, he planted a tree, a Madhavi vine, which is still growing and giving shade to the courtyard of the temple there. From Adi Saptagram, we will go to Krishnapur, which is the birthplace of the Prayojana Acharya of our Gaudiya Sampradaya, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. The place he was born, the place he was raised, the place he tried to escape from so many times. His parents were billionaires, but he tried to escape it all to enter into the renounced order of life. But his parents kept dragging him, capturing him, and bringing him back. Finally, after he received the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu and his devotees at Panihati, he escaped from Krishnapur. But we'll be going to Krishnapur. I remember first time, I longed to go there for so long. And finally I went, and I got there. I was so happy. You get to see Raghunath Das Goswami's shoes, his wooden sandals that he had when he was living as a householder, and his water pot, and so many of his other, you know, personal possessions. I was thinking, Raghunath Das Goswami, I've been longing to come here. And he was longing to get out of here. But he is eternally present in that place. So my humble request is the sun is moment by moment moving toward the western horizon. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodado Gododaya Pushpabhav Chitro Sando Tamonado. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda have risen like the sun and the moon simultaneously in the horizon of Godadesh to give light in the darkness of this age of Kali. Hare Krishna. But this particular sun is going down. So my humble request, in order for us to see Shivananda Sen's place and Udharandas Thakur's place, and then we were supposed to have a massive confluence of all the three bus groups at Raghunath Das Goswami's home, where we were going to have full katha for many hours, but it is becoming very late. So please, unless you are old, invalid, please rush to your buses immediately, and we'll see how far we can get today. Thank you very, very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. But before you go, remember, put your head on the ground here. If you'd like to collect some dirt, make sure you take achman and sprinkle this water on your head and pray for the mercy that we can follow in the footsteps of Ishwarapuri and Lord Chaitanya during his visit here to Kumarahata. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.